That.
Welcome to the Cool Channels Sessions platform, where we celebrate entertainment and the arts with the images, words, and music that move us. I am pleased to welcome our featured artist, world-renowned flightist Althea Renee. Althea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Now, my first time hearing Althea was, I'm going to go back a little bit, Althea, was in a jazz club in Detroit, Club Penta, down in the Fisher Building.
Wow. That was right in the beginning of my career.
Yeah. And you wowed us then. And it sounds like from things that you're still on a roll with Flossom.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is actually my ninth project. And it's just, you know, you can't stop, you know, you can't stop. You get on the road every couple of years, you know, and I'm so glad that I've had that determination because I'm a real advocate for women and, you know, seeing such a disparity between, you know, women in the business, you know, to men, you know, I have to stay in it. I have to represent.
Well, you've done more than represent. You put your fingerprints all over it. So for those listeners who are hearing about Althea Renee for the first time, can you share a little bit about your background and what you got, how you got started in the music?
Well, I come from a musical family. Grew up in Detroit, Motown, Michigan, and started at a very early age. My dad was one of the original Funk Brothers with Motown. In the horn section, he played trumpet, and there were just lots of instruments and around the house. And Saturday mornings were we always listened to albums and would play along. My dad would, you know, we would pull out our instruments. I have two brothers that play as well, and so, you know, got a chance to kind of touch on some different instruments. But my older sister, she played flute. And I asked her one day if I could play it. And that was the thing. She said, I don't care. And when I picked up the flute, that was it. And so I've played flute since the age of 4.
Oh my goodness. That's phenomenal. So the village was full of music. The village you were raised in was full of music.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Now when I listen to your music, I hear this strength and this fluidity. How would you describe your style?
Well, I studied classically, and you know, I had played classically all the way until I was 18, got a scholarship to Howard University to study, and it was there that I decided that I wanted to pursue jazz. But my dad, he didn't want me to play jazz. I guess he wanted me to teach. You know, the business can be really seedy. And so he wasn't, you know, really encouraging in terms of me playing like that. But I was kind of strong-minded, you know, strong-willed. And I started going to jam sessions. And I found that our male counterparts weren't necessarily friendly towards female instrumentalists. If you sang, you know, they were okay, but, you know, and they would always say, oh, what are you saying? And then when I would say, no, I play flute, then, you know, it was difficult. They didn't want you to play. It was, there was some resistance. And so the bands would play really loud and, or just play songs that, you know, you didn't get to choose the song, and they would play really loud and really fast and everything. And so playing a light voice instrument like the flute, I would have to, I started playing in between the beats so that I could hear myself. And there started the percussive style. And also just the whole feeling of that, I'm going to be heard. I'm not going to be silenced and dismissed. And so that's where that kind of strength and power comes in with the flute, because I know that flute is not most people's favorite instrument.
Okay, and you continue that, and I noticed this, and I'd like to get your perspective, Did that have a lot to do with how you titled a number of your works? I noticed Unstoppable, In the Moment, No Restrictions.
In the Flow.
In the Flow.
Yeah, absolutely. When I'm working on a project, I always draw from my life's experiences and how I'm feeling at the time. And, my very first project was Flute Talk. And, so that was just like, I want to have a conversation with the flute, and Chocolate Rush, because, chocolate gives you a rush.
Yeah, for sure.
So, it's been a fun journey. And I'm working on new music and it feels amazing. I feel like I am really ready. Up until now, I haven't been emotionally ready to do new music.
Yeah. Now you mentioned 9 projects. I understand you're on both sides of the business. Now you've got the talent piece, but you're also doing the composing. I think you've produced 5 of your projects, correct?
Yes, I've always been a writer on my projects. So all of the originals I co-wrote or wrote. But I really enjoy working with others when it comes to music, my collaborations, because I think that you get a broader view and I'm able to really get my point of view. I write a lot of the melodies because it represents my point of view.
Now collaboration, I feel like, especially in the genre you're in, is the heart and soul of creating music. And you've had some great collaborations. I listened to your work with Pamela Hart and Jeanette Harris.
Oh, yeah. I so enjoy the work that I did with Pamela because it was something that I had not had the opportunity to do. And it was kind of revisit the standards and the way I first started out, learning jazz, and I was able to play my alto flute on one of the cuts. And so I really loved, and her voice was just stunning. So yeah, it was a nice project. Yes.
Great project. And then you did We Are One.
We Are One with Jeanette, and started touring together, and we had played a couple shows and saw that we had this chemistry. And so we decided to put something together to tour, and we call it Queens of Soul Jazz. We were only supposed to do it for a couple years. We did a campaign and we recorded the video, which to date has 1.8 million views on YouTube. So that's wonderful. Yeah, and we started touring in like 2018, and we are still getting calls to tour. So
it's well done. It's a well done video. It's a well done collaboration, and you just get this sense of compassion, family. It was just a good vibe.
Yeah, and that's the important thing. I think most of the people in our genre of music, we're all fairly close. It's a fellowship. There's a lot of respect there, and we all know each other. We all have worked together. And when I say all of us, I mean anybody you're seeing on the festivals, we all know each other and have played together for years on different shows, sometimes together, sometimes on a jam session, So it is a family, and any loss that we have in our musical family is, it's been hard. It's been very hard on us.
The bond is strong and it runs deep in the musical community. I would absolutely agree. So let's spend a moment and share with our listeners your body of work. Talk a little bit about some of your compositions and your latest work.
Okay, so Yeah, some of the things, some things that I do on my show, okay, I wrote a song for my dad because he used to work two or three jobs as artists have to do, and he would come home and he'd always have a smile on his face, and no matter how tired, and he had a special nickname for me, and so he would come in the house and say, "Hey, Snoochie Pooch." So I wrote a song about it, and
ask you where that came from. You answered one of my questions. Snoochie Pooch.
So, yeah, that's been a really popular song that that works well in the show because it always brings joy. He never got to hear it. Oh. But I feel like every time I'm performing it, it just brings back the best memories that I have of him. So I really enjoy that. And, you know, I wrote a song for my mother, Barbara May, that was, it got to be number 3 on Billboard, but it didn't really matter because, you know, I wrote this song in her honor, and she did get to hear it and she loved it. And so, you know, there have been a lot of special songs, you know, a lot over the years. I always, when I'm working on music, I'm not working on music to be heard only. I'm working on music to be performed. I'm a performer, I'm an entertainer. So there's a difference in that if you're doing music and, you know, it sounds good on the radio, but, you know, you might be bored if you were at a show. My music is meant to be performed.
And you can feel it and it comes through. So I told you that was one of the songs, Scoochie Pooch, I was going to ask you about. And it just makes me smile every time I hear it. The other one was Deja Vu.
Oh, yeah, Deja Vu. That kind of came about. I was living in Houston. And, you know, I'm always trying to find a good cover song. Mm-hmm. And I've had some iconic ones. I've had some that people just really fell in love with. And Deja Vu is right up there with Free. Those two, I would say, are my top two songs, requested cover songs that I've done. Mm-hmm. And Deja Vu, it was just, you know, I always thought, you know, Beyonce, if Beyonce played a flute and was chocolate, it might sound a little something like this. So, yeah, it's just she's had some great music. I like her earlier stuff. And, you know, and I have had a lot of fun, you know, doing an arrangement of it. And people like it. So, yeah.
Okay. And then the last one that caught me was it Secret Smile?
Oh, you like Secret Smile.
Yeah.
So Secret Smile, I was working with Dave McMurray, who is the musical director for Kid Rock, Kim, okay. Bob James. He's a guy that in the industry that everybody knows, you know, he wrote this song. He actually wrote it for another flutist and he didn't want to do it. Alexander Zonchek, you know.
Another Detroit native?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I guess it wasn't something he wanted to do. So when he let me hear it, and a lot of times with writers, you know, they'll pitch their songs to different artists, you know. And that happens all the time. That's normal.
Okay, great.
But I like the way it kind of bounced around and just the kind of groove. And, right. You know, that's right up my alley. So I loved it.
Right. So I want to switch gears a little bit here. You mentioned it a little earlier about your compassion around empowerment. And I understand that you're committed to a couple of humanity projects around empowerment. Would you care to share the energies that you're putting behind those programs and what you're doing?
Yes. Yeah, so I wrote a book entitled Becoming Chocolate Barbie, and which is a metaphor for the difference in, say, a male artist, instrumentalist, you know, versus being a woman. And just the how that impacts women, you know, in terms of going into fields that are typically male driven. So that's the metaphor of you know, of being assertive. And so I told through the book and through my experiences, some of the things that I had to encounter and how I handled it. And so I kind of told the book in a third party type of situation where I tell what happens to me. I you know, say how I handled it. And then I give some advice to young women, or it could be young men as well, you know, but young people, when you're getting into the music business, it doesn't have to be the music business. It could be any business where you're young and naive and, you know, you're trying to get to that next level. And then you have people who you're dealing with that who are taking advantage of your vulnerability. So you have to, you know, be willing to say, to turn some things down if it's offensive to you. You know, there are, you don't have to sleep with people. You know, you don't have to do things in order to get a perceived break. It's okay to say no, because if you keep working at it and you continue, you will, you know, reach your goal, and you will have other opportunities.
So stay true to your talent and protect your integrity.
Exactly. And that's really difficult to do, because a lot of times they make you think that this carrot, you know, is the difference between you making it, you know, or not making it.
And not making it, right. So as we wrap up here, Althea, where can audiences hear your music, and where are you going to be performing soon?
Well, they can go to YouTube, Althea Renee, Google Althea Renee. You can go to my website, AltheaRenee.com. I am all over Pandora, Apple Music. So really, it's just, you know, Googling my name, and I've been out here so long that so much pops up. There's no way you cannot find me. And I'm so pleased that there are so many. It's like the world has opened up and everybody's working again, and just a ton of shows. So my next show is actually this week, on this April 16th in St. Louis, with the Queens of Soul Jazz, with Jeanette Harris.
Okay.
And, at the Sheldon Theater, I was going to do that. And then April 30th, I'm going to be at the Perfect Note, Waco, Atlanta, Tampa Jazz Festival, Norfolk, Sacramento, San Bernardino, Austin, Detroit, Jamaica, Seattle.
All right. Man, it's just good to hear that the sound of music is filling the world again. And sounds like you're out there making it happen.
Yeah, but if you go to my website, AltheaRenee.com, you know, or follow me on Facebook, on my music page, then I always post, you know, where I'm going to be, and you can always get a list of the tour. So I really hope to see people come out. It's just been like church, you know, people come up crying, happy to be back out, you know, and yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
That's awesome. So as we close, we have a little tradition here, Althea. We do what we call a happy survey, and it's three simple questions. And the first question is, what is your happy food? The food that just makes you smile when you eat it.
Ooh, I absolutely love salmon.
There it is. Oh, okay. I'm in that club. I'm right there with you. And then the second one is, where's your happy place? You can visit it over and over and over, and it's just a cool place that just puts you at ease.
Would it be my happy place in my mind, or a true happy place?
A place you'd go visit. Yeah.
Love the ocean. I love sitting by the ocean. It could be a lake.
Okay, water.
I prefer the ocean, but I love being near water.
That's great. And then the last one is, what's your happy drink?
Oh, my happy drink. That's an easy one. I love Napa Valley wine.
Napa Valley wine.
But I'm somewhat of a wine snob because it can't be just any wine, you know. It's particular wines, but yeah.
All right. Althea Renee, thank you for joining us here on the Cool Channel. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you a toast for joining us with a glass of, we're going to hold our glass of happy wine, the Napa Valley wine up and say thank you for joining us. And everyone go out there and check the website out. Althea Renee is out there making great music, quality music, and really touching people's hearts. So thanks for joining us on the Cool Channel, and everyone have a happy day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining.